You are listening to Something Rather Than Nothing. Creator and host, Ken Vellante. Editor and producer, Peter Bauer.
This is Ken Vellante with the Something Rather Than Nothing podcast, and I'm really excited to introduce Soraya Tinker, who is, well, there's a lot to you, Soraya. I'll just launch into it, but she's a hockey player for the Toronto Six. She runs a program called Soraya Strong, which is a mentoring program for BIPOC youth in hockey to help navigate life in hockey. She's done a podcast about protest and African-American pioneers in the sense of resistance as political figures going back in history. And goodness gracious, Soraya, you're also a painter and an artist. So you fit well, and I'm very excited to talk to you. Soraya, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah. And there's, like I mentioned, there's a few things I have an interest in, and there's a lot of important work that you do. So I wanted to get right into that. So I'm a hockey fan, and my son is a hockey fan as well. And what's interesting is I'm a Boston and Winnipeg fan. I picked up Winnipeg because I wanted another team. And he's developed away from like cultural influence of where he lives as far as hockey. And he's a Calgary Flames fan. So I know that has meaning and has impact. But we're really into hockey. We watch a bunch of hockey. Now, getting into as a Black woman playing hockey and being a young athlete and reaching out and creating Soraya Strong as far as a mentoring program to get through, to understand and to help mentor young athletes. Can you tell us how you created that and what you're trying to do? I mean, I feel I know what you're trying to do, but what are you filling in there for those athletes?
Yeah. So, I mean, growing up playing hockey, I never really had another Black female role model to look up to. And I think growing up, I think if I had a piece of representation, my career, my love for the game and my involvement in this sport and love for it would have been a lot different. So in that sense, as I've moved forward in my career and had bad instances, good instances, I really wanted to make it my purpose to play for the little girls behind me now that I'm at the pro level. So now that I'm at the pro level, I get to be on TV. I get to have them in the stands at my games, and I have a platform. So with that, I decided to use that to provide mentorship to girls all across North America from ages 8 to 21. And with the mentorship, I really just wanted to give them a community and a space for them to get to know other Black women who love the game of hockey just as much as they do. In regards to my mentorship program, we have Zoom workouts. I send them monthly newsletters, and they really just get to have a community, help life advice, recruitment advice, whatever it may be. And I mean, I think for them, it's something that I never had. So I see the impact it has on them now that they do have a role model like myself to fall under and follow their steps in.
Yeah, that's and I can feel the importance of having that. And it's in the community that you help create by doing that. And I just out of curiosity, when you launched that idea, was like, were there other folks doing that, or was it just kind of like informal networking, or how did it work, prior to, kind of you stepping in and what you've been doing?
Yeah, I mean, the Black women that currently play professionally, there's only a few of us. So I think there's three or four of us currently playing pro, and formerly Blake Bolden had her mentorship program. And I realized that these girls really like to have workouts with her and do that mentorship stuff with her as well. So with that, I decided that within Canada, we needed that as well. We needed that representation. So I initially started just taking in the Black Girl Hockey Club scholarship applicants and awardees, and they got funneled into my mentorship program. And now we have 75 girls all across North America within the program.
Wow, 75. That's incredible. I've gotten more and learned more hockey as I've gotten older. I've been mostly a baseball guy, but I pick up history as I go along. And one of the deeper stories and fascinating stories I encountered was around Indigenous hockey and how just the kind of the cultures that are around hockey that I think are missed. I've also noticed greater representation, I would say, as women voices within hockey, whether it's the broadcast and just filling roles that need to be filled by women. Have you noticed a change? Have you noticed a change in hockey over the last couple of years towards, for me, appreciating hockey fans of all sorts, because it's a world sport? Is it real what's going on? Do you feel there is change going on?
Yeah, I think that now, given the day and age that we're in, things are coming to light more. So I think that these stories of exclusion and the lack of diversity in the sport is coming to the forefront. And with that, I mean, we see the acknowledgement from other teams. We see Pride Night. We see Black History Month being celebrated. We see Indigenous people being celebrated. So I do think that there's change happening. I do think that a lot of it is front facing, but I know that there's change going on behind closed doors as well. So I do see change happening just because these conversations are being had and people are actually getting uncomfortable to have these conversations and implement new programming within their communities and within their social spheres.
Yeah. And one of the exciting things, I once had Rachel Balkovic, who was a hitting instructor in a New York Yankees system, and she became the first, you know, minor league manager within baseball just recently. So it's been exciting to encounter these changes, and I think it's not just the sport or those who are making those happen. I think it's for fans in the culture to appreciate the great aspects of diversity within the sport. Like I said, the hockey, worldwide sport with very different pockets everywhere, but it feels good. And I just want to let you know, I just deeply appreciate the work that you're doing. I think it's so important. I think no matter what somebody's experience is, being able to connect with a community and to realize that there's ways to navigate those difficult situations is just really, really vital. I encountered some work you've done as a podcast host, and it had a great focus on protest within sports, and I know you ended up focusing on a bigger name too, Colin Kaepernick, which for me is just an active injustice going on for maybe forever. I don't know, but what was it like for you to go back and see the history of Black athletes and the position that they were in? And stand up and politically say that there's something fundamentally wrong about the country I'm representing or about the sport as it is. What was that experience for you doing that and creating that program?
Yeah, I think that I was definitely aware of some of the history. And I will say that I did learn a lot. And I mean, with that, I mean, I realized that there have been platforms in the past that athletes have been able to stand on and use, but they've been discriminated against because of it. Hence Colin Kaepernick and him not playing in the NFL anymore. So in that situation, I think that there has been historically a huge platform that athletes are given when you reach that professional level. And I think my podcast really aimed to show that athletes can use their platforms for good and for activism and to raise awareness for whatever they may choose to raise awareness for. So the histories and the conversations I had were amazing. And I was definitely very grateful to have those conversations. And I learned a lot as myself, as an athlete activist in my own sport. So it was a great experience. And I really loved getting to talk to those individuals and be a host of my own podcast.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a great, a great listen. Very creative. I've always been connected to Colin Kaepernick's story of knowing where he comes from in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and having lived there for a bit, and knowing kind of the unique aspects of at least in the United States, the most segregated city in the United States, and some of the historical rooted problems. So when Colin was speaking up, I just felt I knew where he's coming from in that environment. And he did it so well and so very well that, you know, some of it was missed. But thank you for putting together, and the name of the podcast, I'm sorry, I forgot to write it down. Name of the podcast again that you did.
Yeah, it's Shut Up and Play podcast.
Shut Up and Play. It has such a great name. And now I see it right here on my sheet. Shut Up and Play. Right? Soraya, wanted to chat with you about something else that you do. And in painting, I've heard some of your comments about painting, and it seems to be really important to you. I paint. It's really important to me. Can you tell us about like these other things that you do in hockey? I mean, people say hockey, they don't expect you to pick up the paintbrush right after the game. But tell us about your contact with illustrating and painting and what that means for you.
Yeah, I mean, growing up, I was always really into artwork. I really loved going to painting classes or these art classes my mom used to take me to, and was really interested in it, especially within my schoolwork. So moving forward, I always really focused more on sport. So I didn't really have a lot of time for art. So I really hadn't painted all through college. I picked up the paintbrush again when COVID started, really, and I was stuck at home finishing up school. But my love for painting like nude body figures and things along those lines just comes from the negative body images that I have placed upon myself and the ones that we learn in social media and within society today. I think I want to stress that all bodies are beautiful, and that's why I paint the way I do. But yeah, it's really just something that was my outlet, and people started to want to buy them. So I started to sell them. But really it was just my outlet. I really never wanted to make any money off of it or anything like that. It was just something that I like to do. But yeah, painting is very important to me, and it's definitely my outlet.
Yeah. I love that. I love painting. I love painting myself. I wanted to ask you this, and it generally stated, and it's one of the bigger questions, and whether it is a perfectly placed one-timer in the corner of the net, or whether it's that painting that you lose yourself into and disappear, and it means everything to you. The question is, Soraya, what is art? Tell us what is art?
Jeez, That's a big question. I mean, art to me is my muse. I think art is anything that makes you feel creative. I think that music falls along those lines as well. Oftentimes when I'm painting, I have my music blasting in the background. So in that sense, I think art is something that you can make your own. It's what you make of it. Not everybody enjoys art or thinks they're good at it, but I think that everybody's good at art and everybody can be creative in some sense. And it's about what makes you want to be that creative, is the art.
Yeah. Yeah, I appreciate that. I wanted to ask a different question, and again, with respect to all the different things you do, and in your life experiences and your studies, public health at Yale, and just kind of all the different things you do. Can you let us know for you who or what made you into who you are?
Yeah, I think my parents are a big piece of that. I realize now as a 24-year-old, I'm still very young, but I realize how fortunate I was to have two parents that loved each other a lot. My dad's Black, my mom's white, and I always saw them getting along. I don't think I've ever really seen my parents fight. I've never seen my dad yell at my mom. And I think that's really what made me who I am. My parents are very calm individuals, but I know that they do expect a lot out of me. But at the same time, I think that if they hadn't expected those things out of me or hadn't pushed me to be focused or hadn't gotten a TV, I didn't have TV all through high school. So in that sense, if I had a TV, maybe I would have been distracted. I wouldn't have been outside in the gym or whatever it may be. So I think my parents are really who made me who I am to this day. I have three brothers, and they definitely have helped me along those lines as well. But I think just having two loving, caring parents that love each other and can implement that within their parenting and throughout their children is something that I quite often forget about. But I realize that I'm incredibly blessed to have two parents that are together and in that sense. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that expression of love, right, and acceptance and confidence, and it seems your actions is to put that forth into the world, and that's just a beautiful thing. So that's a great energy and dynamic, and I imagine it isn't always easy, but that's a good place to emanate from. Okay, I got the tricky titular question of the podcast. You can respond to it in a snarky way or profound way or what way you feel like, but why is there something rather than nothing, Soraya?
Because if there was nothing, there wouldn't be something.
All right. You flipped it on me, right? You nullified the question effectively. You nullified the question effectively. I was going to say, but back in the day with hockey, when there was a lot less goals, I've talked about baseball, sometimes is it a game of nothing? Like nothing yeah. is occurring. Like little things are occurring, but there's nothing really occurring. And if the goaltenders are both on, there's a lot of things occurring, but nothing on the score sheet. Right.
Yep. Fair enough. Fair enough.
So tell us in closing here, Soraya, how do folks contact you if they're in the position as far as mentoring, or they love your painting, or they love the Toronto Six, or they anything, like how do folks get in contact with you and find your stuff?
Yeah, so on social media, so Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, everything, I am SoroyaTinker71. And on there is my link tree, probably with my email link. You can visit www.sorayastrong.com to view my mentorship program and what I'm doing in the community. But yeah, SoroyaTinker71 on all social.
Yeah, and Soraya too, I wanted to say in appreciation about you talking about body image and kind of like, you know, working through that. I mean, you mentioned art, but I think it's really important. And I just wanted to just state that I really appreciate your comments there, because I've known a lot of folks of different genders who have struggled with that. And I think it's important to put out there and to say it. So I just want to let you know, I really appreciate you and what you do in the world. You're a kick-ass hockey player, you paint. And I'd imagine if I had an intricate question about public health, I'd probably contact you about that as well. But thanks for coming on the podcast and sharing what you do. Really appreciate you. And look forward to seeing more of what you do and seeing you on the ice over the next few months.
For sure. Thanks so much for having me on. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Have a great day, Soroya.
You too.
All right. Bye now.
This is Something Rather Than Nothing.